People like them. I have a famous uncle in prison in northern Florida, a second uncle locked up in the middle of Texas, and a third who will join this club in a year or two. It doesn't matter why. Today, I'm visiting the Texas uncle, Uncle Kai, the one with the habits, the one without God, and my Auntie T says, "Careful now, you won't be let in with an underwire bra." "Why not?" I ask. "Because a bra could be used as a weapon. It's all I have in my suitcase, this bra with the wire in it. I am 13, and my padded white diaper of a bra has a wire running all the way through it. I'm too embarrassed to tell my family this, to show it to them, so I decide to visit prison for the first time, braless. I walk through security with my arms crossed over my chest. I walk like this all the way through the building that smells like microwavable burritos and bleach until we're directed outside to an enormous barren yard where my uncle sits smoking a Newport at a picnic table. I don't want him to hug me because of my chest. I say, "Hello." He tells me about the latest visitors, how a group of wives shat balloons full of black tar heroin into the toilets, how he was going to get his very own guitar string tattoos or learn how to give them, how lately people have been smuggling juices from the kitchen in order to make alcohol. "That sounds nice," I say. "Complicated." This is the last memory I have with my Uncle Kai. Here he is still mellow, himself. Soon he'll be arrested, take up new chemical drugs, ride a stone horse monument in the middle of Parkland, and beat my mother up on the side of the road. Soon he will threaten to take out his whole family with explosives and black magic. Us, I mean. "It's not so bad here," he says. The blank Texas sky reminds me of a green screen, like I could cut out his body and move him anywhere, drop him into any other world. We share a hamburger from a security-monitored vending machine. I break mine into little pieces. The meat is a grayish purple with pockmarks, and he chews like an animal given a treat. We look alike, my uncle and I. Gummy smiles, deep eyes, the ragged edge around our nails where neither one of us can ever stop picking. At 22 years old, I begin teaching inmates in a county jail. I prepare notebooks with no staples, no paper clips, rubber golf pencils. I walk through the metal detectors with ease, wired bra and all, drop my belongings into little plastic crates and clear baggies, and wait for an officer's eyes to magnify behind them. One night, as I'm leaving, a correctional officer corners me in the elevator. He is standing too close to me, his breath on my neck. I hold the papers to my chest. "Why do you teach these losers," he says, "when they are so fucking stupid?" "They're not," I tell him. "They write brilliant." "I go through their mail sometimes," he says, "and laugh at their stupidity." "They're brilliant," I say. "And anyway," he says, "what's someone like you doing with people like them?"